Okay, now, Tales of the Whales, our weekly podcast. We're recording it a bit late today.
We've had a busy morning.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it might always be a bit later now that you're doing the Friday night late slot, because you didn't get in till nearly 3 a.m.
No, well, I have to sort of socialise a bit, don't I?
Oh, I see, you're out partying.
Oh, of course.
You told me it was the traffic.
Yeah, well,
which I did think was strange at 2 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a party in traffic is all the same.
But anyway, then you didn't sort of get up till a bit later, but only about 11-ish, which isn't, like, terribly late.
Well, I did get up at 6:30.
No, you didn't.
No, I did.
Why?
Had a wee.
But that's not getting up, is it? That's...
Well, it's trying not to, but then the dogs, who like to get up early, decided to come and give me lots of kisses, so it's pretty difficult.
And then I thought we'd better wait till after the shopping delivery had come so that we didn't have lots of doorbells ringing and woofing and stuff.
You know, I used to really look forward to shopping. And I actually don't. I mean, all sorts of shopping, grocery shopping, every kind. I used to love shopping. But actually not having to lug it back from the supermarket.
But it's nice going to a nice food shop, a little artisan place or like a supermarket and getting nice, tasty, delicious bits, but it's not so much fun buying, like, the washing powder and the dishwasher tablets.
That's a really first-world problem, isn't it?
Well, not really. So we can do both ways. So you get all the heavy old stuff delivered, tins of dog food and washing powder, and then go out to the shop for the fun stuff.
How we've advanced over the last 400 years or so.
Well, yes.
Don't have to kill or grow.
Well, people still grow things.
Oh, yes.
In fact, it's probably quite a good idea to start growing things these days.
Is it? In case the world runs out, you mean?
Yeah, in case there's another pandemic and you can't get to the supermarket.
That's a good point. That's when we started having it delivered. Or, yeah. Anyway, sorry, we usually...
Oh, on a cancer point, actually, with shopping deliveries, if you notify your shopping delivery company, whichever one it is, Sainsbury's or whatever, that...
There are many others.
...that you have a poorly person in your household who has cancer or whatever, then you can get priority slots, especially in times of problem times.
Yeah. Actually, we should point out for people who just dropped in on Tales of the Whales, it's really about living with cancer. You know, the interesting and living with somebody who has cancer, so I have it, you're the person who's got the short straw.
I don't know. I think I'd say it the other way around,
I don't know. It's funny when something...
I'd rather not have it.
Well, no. And I think with the amount of people we know who had it, you're probably very unlikely to get it. It seems to be a very unfair amount, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's 1 in 2 people at some stage in their life. So that's like most people, isn't it, really?
So anyway, so this whole thing about now loads of people are talking about it and lots of so-called celebrities talk about it. And everybody's...
That's you, isn't it? A so-called celebrity.
No, I'm almost...
Oh, almost.
A celebrity. Title of my autobiography, if you want to go and get it. Still available on my website.
I tried to read it, but there's some quite good pictures in there. I looked at the pictures.
Yeah. You don't like to read things and then go, I don't think this was what you did. And I said, of course it's what I did. I wouldn't have written it down.
No, I think I've heard most of it. Many, many times already, anyway.
Sorry, that was Mulberry. Mulberry.
You got the name right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was Mulberry dog kicking the microphone. Sorry about that.
She's all better from her operation.
Yeah.
She's had her bodysuit removed, so she can... Don't fiddle with her scar.
I wasn't meaning to. Just my hand slipped. Well, she's lying as if...
So she's all fine.
Yeah, she's good. Radley's okay. He's lying on the sofa behind you. On the top of the sofa, very uncomfortable place.
He is a bit naughty, though. He did help me unpack the shopping. One of the pies is slightly got a few teeth marks in it.
Yeah, that is a bit naughty. But I suppose if they've just been rescued from the kennels, they've forgot all their manners.
I don't know if they sort of feel like they need to go scavenging, but
no.
I think he's just a bit naughty.
Yeah, which is what I love about him because he's, you know... So anyway, yeah, we haven't had much. I have to admit, I've been feeling a bit shit, if I can use that Emily Maitlis term. It's just sort of, it comes and goes, doesn't it, with cancer? And it might be because of the... I hope that's one of the dogs. Certainly not me. Anyway, moving on. What's wrong? Can you not talk? You can't breathe.
I'll be all right in a minute. You carry on. Can you stop pressing Mulberry's stomach? I think that could be the problem.
That's awful. I forgot what I was talking about now. You've completely put me off.
It wasn't me.
I think one of the things, I've had a bit of, I don't know,
you haven't been feeling well. But I think it's a combination of things. The weather is all grey, drizzly, and horrible. And then I've been at work, so you're sitting on your own. With the dogs, though.
Yeah, and I've had other things to do, you know. You give me a whole list of housework and then come in and say, no, I'm joking.
I'm about to say, I haven't given you any jobs to do.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just embellishing the story.
I see.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny because when I go to work, I have this miraculous feeling of, I'm feeling so much better. But a lot of that is the adrenaline, which kicks. Maybe I need to get adrenaline drugs. No?
Maybe not.
Difficult to breathe again? Yeah.
No, I think that's. I think you've got enough drugs.
Yeah, I'm amazed actually how many even when I'm not on the chemo, which is what everybody. There are so many other drugs connected with having cancer that I suppose if you're newly diagnosed, you will get used to, because your hormones and things change, don't they, periodically? And
oh, it depends where you've got.
Yeah,
because you've got a tumor on your pituitary gland, which is a major hormone controlling zone.
Yeah,
so that's your problem. But if somebody has just more sort of standard cancer in just a normal organ and not
I've got them in all my organs.
Yeah, and you chose like a really sort of obscure place to have it, didn't you?
Really? What, a pituitary gland?
Yeah,
is that obscure?
Well, yeah.
I've got them in the lung and in the kidney, primary cancer, kidney.
Yeah.
And in my bones.
Yeah, and don't say the one that makes me laugh.
Which is what, my...
No, and also you've got it in the adrenal gland.
I thought the pituitary and the adrenal were similar.
No, darling, your pituitary is in your brain and your adrenal gland is above your kidney.
All right. And because 25 years...
They're still part of the same... system of controlling hormones, because they're glands.
Well, there's some sort of discussion about whether I've got two or one.
Oh, yeah. I think you haven't got any.
Pituitary glands.
Brain.
Thanks very much. And I do notice from time to time we get some really nice responses and people say, you know, it's so helpful when people talk about their cancer, and even if it's a member of your family and they have it, but they don't want to talk about it because there's this great feeling that you've done something, not something wrong, but you're inadequate in some way. And you're not.
Of course not.
No, but when you have it, you begin to feel, golly, that's a letdown. And now I can't do this, I can't do that. And I mean, I have to even walk downstairs gingerly and things like that, which is annoying. And, because of the different hormone things, you put weight on and you know. Although having said that, I do talk about that a lot because I'm fed up with the fact I put on an enormous amount of weight. But then every time I see...
It's only around one area.
Yeah, but, you know, I can't see that area now. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean, yeah. Sorry, my
Your legs and arms aren't fat.
No. Scarred. That's it. That people see these and I do keep them covered up because... one of the things about some chemos is they give you blood clots. You give with one hand, take away with the other. And I got blood clots in the lungs, so they've given me blood thinners. I've been on for a few years, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
But they just mark my forearms.
Yeah, it's funny, the rest of you seems to be okay, but it is just those bits of your arms.
And the back of my hands. So it looks like you're just a boxer. I don't think boxers would get that sort of bruising, would they?
No, not really, I don't think.
But you see that big white patch?
Yeah.
That's just a scar.
I know, where you took a layer of skin off.
Yeah.
Because all your skin's gone really thin. That's the steroids you were on for a long, long time. So it's quite tissuey. So we can't put... So when you're... It's a little bit of a dilemma, isn't it?
Yeah.
Catch 22. Because you cut yourself because your skin is thin and then you're on blood thinners and it's bleeding a lot. But then we can't put anything on like a plaster because even like the micropole tape...
Yeah.
Just your skin comes off with it in big layers.
And so you end up with white scars everywhere. What I
so what we found, this is a handy tip for people in the same position.
Yeah.
So if you are in that position, what we found works now is like the melanin dressing pads that you put over the bleedy bit. And then we put it on with a crepe bandage instead of sticky stuff so that it doesn't rip your skin off.
Yeah. And what I don't understand, and you will, is why those don't get tanned in the sun.
Oh, I don't really know either.
Do you not?
No.
Because you would have think it would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, something to do with your melanin. Your melanin levels in there aren't right, but
It's so clever. It's so lovely being with a super clever person.
I think the same.
Yeah, no. What about me? Oh, that's really nice. Thank you. I mean, some people say we're a bit blasé about the whole thing. In a way, I suppose we are. I mean, I do get fed up about it and pretty moody about it every now and then.
Well, we're serious when we have to be. Like when we go and see the doctors, if there's something we need to talk about.
Yeah.
We don't be flippant and mess around then. But most of the time, it just makes it easier to deal with if you can be a bit sort of like light-hearted.
You know,
otherwise you can get yourself plunged into a doom and gloom despair pit.
Yeah. And I found it, and I don't, this is just me, but I found a lot of people who want to play it down and pretend they haven't got it have far more problems internally than if you pretend, oh, it's not that bad and I wouldn't worry about it. And how did you find out? I'm not telling people. I don't want people to feel sorry for me.
Well, everyone has their own way of dealing with it. And there's no right way or wrong way. You just got to do what's best for you. Our way is this way. But if you're the kind of person who'd rather not speak about it and that's how you deal with it, that's also...
Yeah. And I think, you know, when people like, oh God, the cyclist who's, this is my brain.
I'm not very good at sports people.
No.
I'm not Lance Armstrong, is it?
No, he was
Chris Hoy.
Chris Hoy, yeah.
Lance Armstrong was the baddie one, wasn't he?
Well, no, wasn't he an astronaut?
Didn't he cheat or something? No, that was Neil Armstrong.
Was it? Oh, I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know about sport.
I think Neil Armstrong was one of the first men to walk on the moon.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Lance Armstrong was a cyclist that won like the Tour de France or anything. And then they found out he'd been being naughty and cheating or something or other.
Well, let's hope we got the name right because I have no idea. But anyway, so, and then when.
Didn't he have cancer as well? Maybe it's not to do with cycling.
Could be.
Maybe it's that saddle.
Well, that is in the prostate area.
Mm.
Yeah. But when you come out and talk about it, it does, for a lot of people, particularly people who follow that sport and there have been, you know, people like my friend Jason Cundy, who came out years ago when he had testicular.
You can't say came out. That doesn't sound right.
No, sorry. When he, talked about his testicular cancer. And, of course, the other thing is that you can feel sorry for yourself, but, I mean, I'm old. I've got children and grandchildren and so on and so forth.
Old.
I am very old. What it must be like to be, well, a child getting cancer is one thing, and there are a lot of children and children's cancer hospices and all sorts. But when you are a young parent and you know you're not going to see your children growing up, that must be the most
like Princess Kate.
Yeah. But she seems a lot better.
And she's going to be out doing Remembrance Day stuff tomorrow, which is, I should look forward to seeing her nice outfit. She always wears nice shoes. Have you noticed that?
I have. As you know, I do like shoes.
Yeah. She does have lovely shoes. She's a very elegant lady.
Yeah. And ever since you did your Achilles tendon in, you haven't been able to wear your lovely shoes?
Well, I'm getting back there again now. Yeah. I did wear some to that last
June
we went to. It had a bit of a heel. So
Yeah, but you like an 8-inch, 9-inch heel, don't you?
Well, I am quite a short person. So.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure it's 9 inches. As my feet are size 3, I probably only have my toe on the ground, if that was.
It must be, when I think about it, yeah. Mind you, you're getting exercise with Radley, who likes to go for fast walks.
Yes, we will be doing that later on this afternoon, dog walking.
Yeah, me and Mulberry might just sort of chill and watch a movie.
Yeah, she does like a movie.
I mean, the problem, however much you fancy just trying to stay the same and chemo affects you and everything else, the cancer does affect you in a whole body way because it affects everything. And it's, you know, you can't get away from the fatigue that it brings you and various other things.
No, it is
so
difficult.
So just go with the flow.
Yeah, you have found it difficult this week.
Yeah, I know. And I think because I'm back on this chemo, and although we've reduced the dose, I actually think it must build up in your body. It does, doesn't it?
Cumulatively.
Accumulatively.
Yeah, it could do.
Yeah. It's nowhere near quite as bad. I mean, I don't have the problem with my feet.
Oh, it's nowhere near as bad as when you're on the strong dose.
No, and my mouth was horrible. I just, you know, even breathing air into it was...
difficult.
Yeah, just really strange.
Well, I think the worst thing was you were finding it a little bit difficult to talk, which obviously was quite a challenge.
When I had that cyberknife surgery, they said I had to not talk for an hour. Do you remember?
I know. I didn't know if you were actually going to manage that.
They screwed my head down on this platform, put me in this room with robots to sort of do radio whatever onto the pituitary gland, which is amazing, by the way, now, because a few years ago, this didn't exist.
No, that was such a good treatment.
Yeah.
That's sort of, because yes, it was really affecting your eyes and everything.
I had completely double vision. I never knew what double vision was until it was like having two different screens.
And your eyes were spinning in different directions,
well,
which was a little bit
see that.
Was a little bit disconcerting when talking to you.
And every time you told me I looked in the mirror, they looked fine.
Yeah, when you look in the mirror, you were looking at yourself straight. They were, but most of the time you had one in one corner and one in the other corner. And
yeah. Mm. Oh, God, how weird. But, you know, these are all things that, it's terrible in a way because I've got friends whose other halves have ended up with dementia, and we both have, and, you know, various other diseases, which are just as, more depressing and more difficult, particularly for the person caring for the person who doesn't know them.
I think what you're trying to say is other diseases are available.
And you know, everybody goes on about cancer, and there are some amazing leaps forward in treatment, aren't there? Which we never hear about, really, until you're involved in it.
Yeah, now when my dad had cancer 35 years ago, we sadly lost him then. Yeah, and now he would probably survive.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just in that short space of time, it's amazing what the scientists are doing. I know you're not a big fan of scientists.
I'm not a fan of scientists. It's just when the climate scientists go on, well, the science is...
That's on our taboo subject. You're not allowed to...
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay. It's
a very long list of taboo subjects now, isn't it?
Yeah, very long list, you know. Maybe we should do a sort of normal podcast together talking about the world and its worries.
Oh, God, that sounds depressing.
Yeah, I know. Well, at least one major benefit trumps one. Guaranteed to get arguments going.
That's going down a political route, which we don't want to. So I went to my old school reunion last week.
Oh, yes, you did.
That was really fun. It was so nice to see.
And you hadn't seen people since you were teenagers.
No, most of us were 18 the last time we saw each other. We're all 60 now. So it was like, we did kind of mainly recognise each other, which was nice.
Yeah.
It was. Well, I got a bit emotional, actually. It was lovely to see everyone.
Oh, you didn't?
I did. I got a bit teary.
Because you had one a couple of years ago. It didn't seem to affect you anywhere near. Didn't you have one, or was that with different people at reunion?
I think this one was just a bit more poignant because of our age.
Yeah. 18 to 60 is quite a long time.
It is.
And there were people...
Barely changed at all.
Yeah. And then you find out you live quite near some of them.
Yeah, yes.
Which is funny.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to sort of having lunch and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't
Some
think I
friends.
Find my, the only person I really remember from school is my friend Richard Pierce, who ended up, he joined the Household Cavalry. Because when you didn't do very well at school, they offered you the police, the armed forces, or an apprenticeship and a trade.
I would have thought it was quite hard to get into the Household Cavalry, though. Isn't that kind of quite a specialist and elite group?
Yeah, but he was a very good trumpet player, bugler. So if you get in via...
Oh, it's like going to Oxford or Cambridge if you're good at rowing.
Yeah.
You can get in via the...
But you know, he did have to do the... Anyway, and I'd never seen him for 30-odd years, and then found out that after he'd done all that, he auditioned for Ronnie Scott's band, and he'd spent 20 years playing with Ronnie Scott.
Fabulous.
No, he's quite a well-known trumpeter, flugelhorn player, bugle.
What is a flugelhorn?
Flugelhorn is a full-form trumpet.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Dick Pierce. I haven't spoken to him, I have to admit, now for a few years. So I should follow him up.
I think if I met someone who said, "Hey, I'm Dick and I play the flugelhorn," I would probably look the other way.
You have got the most disgusting mind.
I'm not being disgusting. I just thought it sounded fun, like a funny thing to
What was it? Somebody said we should do a podcast called The Fag and the Hag?
No, darling, that was ages and ages ago.
Oh, was it?
That, yeah. That was somebody just saying that we looked like that. They weren't saying we should do it. That was your idea.
No, it wasn't The Fag, was it? Something of the Hag.
Pig and the Hag.
The Pig and the Hag, yeah. Well, yeah.
I try and forget that.
Yeah, I know. I just thought it was so funny. It's always stayed in my mind. Anyway, I think we've probably rabbited on. That's not the right word, is it? Rabbited on, isn't it?
You can rabbit on in Chaz and Dave style.
Yeah. Yeah. Rabbit.
You do. Oh,
rabbit.
God, I knew I shouldn't have said that. You do rabbit on quite frequently.
Yeah.
Like most of the time.
Luckily, you know, the dogs don't complain.
No, they just lie there in a coma.
Yeah. Well, I have to admit that while we've been doing this, I've got one on my lap. You've got one on your shoulders.
Well, it's not on my shoulders. It's on the sofa behind me. But, you know, they've settled in very well. They're very good podcast dogs.
Yeah, very, very good indeed. You know, but it's been
Radley does need a little bit of training still. Yeah. I knew when I saw him bouncing off the walls at the kennel, he was, oh, God, he's going to be a bit of a boisterous nightmare. And he is a little bit, he's a bit of a handful.
But I wouldn't want not to have him now.
No, no, absolutely not. He just needs a little bit more training. I don't want him to unpack the shopping for me and eat the pie.
Well, you don't like me unpacking it, but really.
There were two very nice matching pies. They're called Willy's Pies. And they're...
Pies of Willy?
No, it's just the name of the man who makes them.
That's what I meant, Pies of Willy.
And the, oh, I suppose so, yeah. I guess that's right. And it's like ham hock and cider or something. It sounds really, really nice. But your one's got a couple of tooth marks in it.
Oh, right, has it? Yeah. Oh, nice, very nice. And people have said, I don't know how after we had a bad year this year where three of our dogs, or the three dogs, died. From different things, but all in the same year, which, and then we were going to rescue some more dogs. People probably know anyway. We went along to look at a rescue home and we found a couple of dogs straight away that are fitted in and have very similar personalities.
Yeah.
And today is their anniversary of being with us for 4 weeks.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And Mulberry looked so like Daisy that when I took her for a walk last week, a person in the village stopped me and said,
"How is Daisy?"
Oh, I thought your dog had died.
Yeah. I know. It's upsetting, really, isn't it?
No, she's very cute and adorable.
And they've had difficult lives, so it's nice to be able to sort of get dogs that are not puppies, a bit older, and give them a good life, hopefully.
And a bit of training.
And, well, best of luck.
Training not to eat your pie. And,
he's having a sleep now because undoing the shopping was a bit tough. I think we should go now because people will be sort of falling asleep, won't they?
Yeah, I am. I'm starting to drift off myself, yeah.
Oh, okay. I think it's probably time for a cup of coffee. Have a great day. Listen, if you are one of the half of the population, I suppose, really, who are suffering with cancer, there are all kinds of organisations out there, Macmillan Nurses. Most cancers have a charity.
Your one is for kidney cancer.
Kidney Cancer UK. .org. But every cancer has a charity. I can't. I didn't know you could get cancer. I mean, you can literally get cancer of anything, can't you? You can.
Probably. Maybe not fingernail. I'm not sure.
Well, no, that's just dead skin, isn't it? Fingernails.
No.
Isn't it?
It's not.
You explain to me off and then people don't have to be bored.
Yes. Yeah.
So thank you very much indeed for listening.
You fancy shepherd's pie for dinner?
I do actually, yeah, with chilli.
With chilli?
With chilli.